Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people featuring Real World Art.
That is me.
Millennial Helen.
Hello.
And not so silent Bob.
Hello, everyone.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. In today's episode, we're talking about, did you ever do anything you would describe as an extreme adventure?
Who wants to start? Oh, we need to go ahead and introduce someone, don't we?
Yes, we should do that first. Yes, yes. We got Helen in the studio with us, our friend Helen. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, darn Bob. Thank you for having me on the podcast. My name is Helen. I live in Chicago, so I road tripped back up to the UP to be here. I met Darn Bob when we worked together in higher ed, and I work at a university in Chicago as well, supporting international students. Really happy to be here and talk about this interesting question. I'm excited to hear what you guys have to say.
She chose this question just to hear what we had, what our answers would be.
Yes, and I want to say we're excited that you're here.
Yes, Helen is very, very special to me, and I know Bob as well, but more to me than Bob.
Well, you guys, I mean, went on road trips together.
Yes, yes. We should talk about that. That was we camper van down up the coast. Up the California coast.
I remember that.
In a camper van, and it was an
amazing. And saw Willie Nelson along the way. Thanks to Dar.
Yeah. You want to tell that? You should tell that story. That's a fun story, just to make a connection of Helen and I. But, yeah.
Yeah. So, Dar and I were camping. I think this was Dar's first experience camping, so I think I had a lot of pretty strict rules on what camping should be like, and she packed too much, so that was
a big juicy
stressful
suitcase.
Point number one.
She judged me.
Luckily, they upgraded our van somehow. It's like they knew she was coming because that took up a whole entire row of seats, folks, just letting you know. And then along the way, I thought we would be communing with nature, you know, spending time. And Dar's shaking her head over here.
Because I'm a city girl.
And she's like, let's see if there's any concerts, any shows going on. And I'm like, Dar, we're not doing that while we're camping. But I looked it up because she was driving. And what do you know, Willie Nelson was performing at some random outdoor vineyard in the very close to the place we were camping that night.
It wasn't a vineyard. It was a venue.
Well, yeah, but it was in a vineyard. It was like
oh,
a venue
within
a vineyard.
That's right. You're right.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
And Willie Nelson and family. So I think a couple of his kids were there, too. It was an amazing experience. I think Dar learned a few songs along the way.
I did. I knew a few. I knew a few songs, but it was a whole Willie Nelson concert experience, like contact high. It was a lot of doobies or whatever they called them in that day. It was a lot of, and people dressed up like the era, like Willie Nelson era, but it was an amazing.
Did you breathe a lot of that smoke in?
We could. It was open air.
Oh.
It was just all around us, wasn't it? It was all around us. So, yeah, but it was a cool road trip up the coast. So, yeah. All right. So, Bob, why don't you go first? What
all
you
right.
got?
Okay. Well, extreme adventure. I guess the one that sticks out of my mind is whitewater rafting.
Ooh.
And I've been twice. The first time was...
I would never do it.
Was in Maine, mm-mm. And it was down the Kennebec River, which is the number one whitewater rafting river in New England.
Wow.
And that was really exciting. I went with this was quite a few years ago. So I went with myself and my two kids. My daughter was probably about 17, 18, and my son was, I think, 16 or 15, something like that. My wife would not go.
She is a smart lady.
Which was a problem because she did not appreciate us going and leaving her in the motel all day. So I had to deal with that when I came back. But that's another story.
There's always a Carol story intertwined in there.
But it was really exciting. It was in a small raft, a smallish type raft. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was really
intense.
Exciting. The other one was down the Colorado River. And that was really a special time because... it was something I always wanted to whitewater raft down the Grand Canyon.
Mm.
And so that was on my bucket list. And I thought it would never happen. You know, you pick something that you never think was going to happen. And lo and behold, I turned 65, retired from Michigan Tech, and the family, the whole family, pitched in. And they arranged for myself, my son, my son-in-law, and his dad.
A boys' trip.
And his brother also, my son-in-law's brother. So it's just all guys.
What year was that? I think I remember you talking about that.
That was, 2005, 2004, somewhere
maybe
in there.
I just heard you talk about it.
There.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it was really, we ended up, we couldn't go down the Grand Canyon because mm-hmm. You had to wait like 2 years or something to get. So we went down the Cataract Canyon, which is Cataract Canyon National Park in Utah, but it was out of Moab, mm-hmm. which is, by the way, if you've ever been to Moab, you won't find anybody overweight in Moab. I mean, it seems like everybody's skinny and in great shape. It's just one
that
of those.
That was just one of your observations, Bob.
Yeah, it was amazing. I've never been to a place where I never found a person who was like a little bit chubby even.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
It's a, like,
must be
all
the rafting in the canyon.
Whatever, yeah. And, of course, that's also where the Arches National Park is. So, I mean, it was just a great trip. And that one, frankly, was exciting because we did an overnight also on that one. And they, you know, they had the tents for us. But, I mean, it was all catered, you know, and nice food and everything.
It was glamping.
But it was, the river was something else. It was in the spring, too, so the water was really cold. But these were huge inflatables. And so even though we, like, tipped over, and not tipped upside down, but, I mean, tipped on the side and stuff, and it was exciting, it wasn't almost as scary as going down the Kennebec River in these small boats. Because I thought for sure a couple of times there we were going to get tossed out in the water.
But they have different levels and stuff, too, right? Like,
yeah,
as
you could
I understand
do,
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do different levels, yeah. But this was, both of them were the maximum that you could do in that area.
I'm with Carol on this one. I'm staying at the hotel.
Well, my daughter and my wife, for that one, they ended up going shopping.
Smart
ladies.
They
took a trip themselves, and they went. I think they went to Cincinnati, Ohio, or someplace like that.
Cool. All right. Helen, what about you?
Well, I'm really glad I asked this question because I didn't hear either of those stories from Bob before. So learned something new today.
And we usually have Bob on repeat. Like, we'll hear stories over again. I'm sure we'll, yes.
That occasionally happens.
Occasionally happens.
Yeah. When you're in a car with Bob for 7 hours driving down to Chicago.
Oh, yes.
You hear some good stories then, too. But yeah, actually, mine is identical to Bob's. I was also going to say whitewater rafting, and Dar, I think you should try it.
No, I don't. I don't know how to swim fully yet.
We'll
I can't do it.
That's
mm-mm.
You work your way up.
I want
to
know that I can survive.
They put a vest on you.
It does. I don't trust the vest.
And they tell you what to do when you fall out of the boat. You just
If I'm in panic mode, like one of these episodes, I talk about this. Some my relationship with water. If I'm in panic mode, I'm not going to be like, okay, wait a minute. What'd they tell me to do? Nope.
So you're one of these people, that's right. If you would like fall off of an inflatable in like about 6 inches of water, you'd start panicking.
Don't judge me.
Is that how scared you were of water, though?
Because like that kind of water is raging.
Oh, okay.
Right? And so, and then there's rocks and I could hit my head.
Oh.
Teach you what to do so you don't hit your head. It'll just hit your feet because your feet will be forward.
No, I'm good.
I'll tell the story and I'll see if I convince you.
Okay. Do your best.
So my mother also went. And if you know my mom, you might not expect her to go. So it's my parents and my sister and I. And we were in Oregon. And we went, I don't remember the class of rapids. It was not the peak.
Mm-hmm.
My mother wouldn't have done that. And yeah, they do teach you what happens if you fall out of the boat. And if anybody hasn't gone whitewater rafting, I always imagined you sat inside the inflatable, but no, you're perched on the edge. There's no rope or tether holding you in. So your legs are kind of tucked inside. But yeah, you're on the edge. And as Bob mentioned, your rafts kind of going side to side if you're going over rocks or rapids. So it was very exhilarating. They tell you how fast to paddle, where to paddle, things like that.
And it is possible that it could tip over.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's exciting about it.
Yeah, good. I'm good. I'm not convinced yet. Keep going, Helen.
And then the other the other part of what I remember is because you are in that position and you're pretty tense because you are, right? It's an adventure rush. When you try to get out of the boat, at the end of it, your legs are a little bit like jelly because they were kind of tucked in and like tense, holding you in that whole time. But I would definitely do it again.
Maybe where was your wreck? Did you say where you went?
He was in Oregon. I don't remember. Maybe it was the Hood River or some other river. But
nice.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
Bob's stomach is over here talking to us. I hope the mic picked it up. Did you have dinner yet?
No, I haven't eaten today.
Oh, okay. I got
this
you.
This is my fast day.
This is your fast day. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'll go really quickly. I don't have just one. Surprise. I used to love roller coasters. Like, coming from Detroit, we weren't far from Cedar Point, a couple hours. And so every year we had a trip to Cedar Point, and I was going on all the roller coaster rides. And I haven't done that in years because I'm in my 40s and my body just don't respond the same way. But I used to love roller coasters. I rode an elephant in Thailand. That's not like extreme adventure, but I have done that.
Pretty high up.
Neat. Yeah. That's,
and I have zip lined in Costa Rica. So that was good. And then the crazy zany one that I will share is that I did, you know, I went to Finland for a year. I think most of our listeners know that. And they do naked saunas. And so I did the whole sauna, go out in the snow and roll around and then coming back. And Helen's looking at me like, that's normal.
You didn't have to go all the way to Finland for that.
I didn't. But so that's that. I would put that on that list of like extreme.
Would you do that again?
Absolutely. That is like, it's good for your skin.
It's good for your health.
I've done it once and that was enough.
No, it's fun. Yeah. So those are my extreme adventures that I would say on my list. So they're international and Bob's stomach is still talking to us.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions that you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episodes. We love hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics, Upper Peninsula Audiology, and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.